Welcome back to Movement, a running podcast with our very own in-house running expert, Dr. Rajat Chauhan. We are on to our 16th episode. Welcome, Dr. Chauhan.
Thank you, ma'am, and welcome to all the listeners as well.
So the first question we take is from Shantanu Shukla, who's saying, can running help in getting away permanently from high BP medication? I'm in my mid-30s and have been taking the same for the last 2 years.
Okay, so I won't say that it can help you get away permanently from high blood pressure medications, but running, strength training, increased physical activity, and better diet are definitely the first line of treatment for conditions like hypertension, diabetes, high cholesterol, and other chronic diseases. So they play a very, very important role, which has been known to be, you know, all these things can be reversed by lifestyle changes, all of these things. Unfortunately, my doctor colleagues are not emphasizing enough on these things. So they're very happily putting people on medications. Things like cholesterol or BP or diabetes, when people are put on medication, lifestyle hasn't been yet worked on enough, then, you know, they're on it for lifelong. So it's very important that please, if you have just been diagnosed with these, start improving your lifestyle first and you know what the right things are. I mean, you know, you don't need to say too much about it.
Great. Next question is from Anupriya Kapoor, who's from Delhi, and she's asking, will I be able to come back strong after almost 1 year's break from long-distance running?
Yes, ma'am, you definitely will. So our body is simply amazing. It is made to move, not to be sloppy. So just one piece of advice here, just start gradually. What I mean by that is baby steps. Most people end up, you know, they kind of carry on from wherever they left. Some carry on from like 1 year ago. Some people leave from where they did stuff or how much they did stuff in school.
Right.
So please, that's kind of very important. Focus on strength training. Very, very crucial, because as we are getting older, strength is the number one thing that you need to focus on. Make a solid foundation. Don't focus too much on speed as you're getting back to running. So, you know, Anup could have done like 10K in a certain time, but don't worry about that too much yet. So speed is the last thing that we'll get to. Start with walk-run combination, even though, you know, Anupriya could have actually run like a 10K non-stop. So please, walk-run combination to start with. And time on feet is more important than speed or distance.
Right.
And soon enough, Anupriya, you'll be back in the groove and, you know, get on with then increasing your distances and speeds.
Great. So the next question is from Bhava K. Swaroop, who's asking, what should be the tempo and interval pace for a half marathon goal of 1 hour 40 minutes? He has done a few half marathons with a personal best of 1:58, would run 3 times a week and strength train 3 times a week.
So sir, get started with the 4:45 minute pace per kilometer. And do that for a kilometer, rest and repeat 6 times. So interval training, 4:45 pace for a kilometer, repeat 6 times. Now do this once a week. Work with this and then do 5-minute pace for 20 minutes. Now do 3 sets of this once a week. So doing 2 things really here, right? And again, once a week, which should be just a long, slow run where the focus is just on time on feet, not so much about what speed is he doing or what distance is he covering.
Right.
And idea is to do a 1 hour 30 to 2 hour that day. So that's the kind of thing I want for him to be doing in a week. And just as I said, an easy peasy run happens on the weekend, and that's about it.
Right. So what's the myth buster for this week?
Yeah, so there was an article recently by a friend who had quoted me about, you know, running injuries and all. And what she was saying was, running injuries in knee aren't just niggles sometimes. And someone on social media was saying, oh, but that's not polite and that's not right. Point is, if you're not running the right way, which most of the people aren't, sometimes there can be some serious injuries that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's really easy to fix them. And that's why I kind of keep going on and on about strength training, that please do strength training, because 90% of those injuries can just be prevented with that.
Right.
So it's not so much about, oh, it felt good or not. Reality is reality. Sometimes, you know, those ligaments tear and things like that happen.
Mm.
And an injury that would have not happened had you been a couch potato happens when you're more physically active. So can you get fit to do those activities? It's, you know, let's just face it rather than just shy away from it and be nice about it.
Right. So moving on, what's the drill of the week?
Right, so this week we are doing butt kicks. So what I mean by that is, when you're standing tall, so first just stand tall like a puppet and just take your heel back to your butt. So that's what it is, a butt kick. So you're kicking yourself. And now what you do is you just lean forwards as if the puppet from top has been pulled forwards. And you have this heel butt movement with both your legs, and you're just moving forwards. And the intent is not to go fast. It's not about how long your stride is. That butt kick is important, that you bring your heel up to the butt and then down, and then, you know, other leg, and just carry on with this. Now, this will become a very, very important exercise eventually, because these exercises soon enough become habits. Those habits are then incorporated without thinking too hard into your running technique. So butt kick is a very important exercise. Run for up to like a 50 meters back and forth a few times. Do it 2 to 3 times a week. So that's a butt kick.
Right. That's great. What's the exercise of the week?
Okay, so it's just a slight bit of a progression of the last week that we were planked against the wall. So
right.
This time around, if you have a sturdy table, like a dining table mm-hmm. kind of a thing, you're planking on it. Focus is the upper body. So first, before you start with that, just stand tall, take your shoulders all the way forwards, all the way back, midway, and that's the shoulder position. So forwards all the way, back all the way, and then in between, that's where the posture is neutral or the shoulders are neutral. And then lean against holding that shoulder position, then kind of do a plank on a table. Now, that's very important. Just hold it for again 10, 15 seconds and do it a few sets.
Right.
And then get on to the regular planks, because most people do planks wrong.
Moving on, what is the running schedule for this week?
Okay, so again, as I was saying, we progress to the next level. So, you know, these are tough weeks. Just sign up for a race again so you can actually, like, you know, follow this regime that I'm actually saying. And the three runs that are going to happen are, we start off with the as slow as you like run. So it's a 1 minute easy walk, 1 minute brisk walk, and then 8 minute jog. You recover for a minute or two, and then you get back at it again. So easy walk, brisk walk, and then again, you know, like a jog for 8 minutes. And you do this 7 times. So what we're now doing is the time spent running and the repetitions that you're doing are higher than what we started off initially, okay? So it's very important, keep your speed easy, under control, but just keep at it. When you take those interval breaks, recover well. The other run that you do then is a tempo run, which probably happens on a Tuesday or so. Here what you do is 10 minutes non-stop run. You recover for like some time, like 2 to 5 minutes or so. Mm. And then you get back at it again. In the 10 minutes, it's okay if in between you've taken like a 15 second break here and there. Okay, so that's the tempo run. Interval is, we start with a 1 minute walk, get on with your running bit for 5 minutes, rest for a minute or two, and then do that 7 times.
Yeah.
Here, the idea is you're running faster than the tempo. So again, just sticking to the old plan about, you know, how fast, how slow to run with these things.
Mm.
Besides these three runs that I'm actually saying, it's completely fine if 2 to 3 other days you go out for an easy jog or a brisk walk kind of a thing. And if you don't, it's okay. So, but that's your thing. But 3 days that I've said, these ones are very important.
Right. So coming to the story of the week, this week we are talking about Sanjeev Ramke, who's a 28-year-old from Chennai working in a startup that deals with sports nutrition. So tell us about him.
So Sanjeev is someone who I've run with. He's a great runner. And I couldn't believe his story when he actually told me that. So really love his story. From being an obese, overweight, 105 kg guy only 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
the guy is like a 62, 63 kg chap right now.
Wow.
And he's doing very good in the running circuit right now. And Sanjeev's been running has come a long way in changing his life to the extent that it has made him quit his IT job and get into line of work related to sports and running, which is sports nutrition.
Right.
So he does what he loves as work as well. And to him, running is just not a sport, it's a therapy, it's a solution to everything, really. He has found an amazing set of friends and family, he says, in the running community. And according to him, that's the best thing running has done for him. It has given him a family of amazing people, as he says.
Right.
And as much numbers don't matter in bigger scheme of things, it's really inspiring to know that someone who was giving Sachin Tendulkar a competition when it came to century, because Sanjeev was 105 kgs, now can run like the wind. His best times till date are 12 hours 35 minutes for 100k, 4 hours 38 for 50k, 3:12 for full marathon, 1 hour 29 for half marathon, 39:50 for 10, and 18 minutes 12 seconds for 5k. I know most
Wow.
people will be turned off with this, but the point is, this guy was a slob of the highest order, right? And now here, you know, he's super active.
Right. That's great. So moving on, what are the running events?
So the events this week are that we're talking about are, it's a 10K run that we have in Chennai on the 16th
right.
Of October. And the registrations might just be open, so please do check. And it's as part of an Adidas Uprising that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Go Heritage Run in Badami on 23rd of October. There's a 5K, there's a 10K, and there's a 21-kilometer event.
Mm.
And our own Delhi Half Marathon is on 20th of November. Our registrations are shut, but please, we have time, so go run, train for it. And then Mumbai Marathon's on 15 January. Please, 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 if you've signed up for it, it is high time. If you want to enjoy a full marathon, you need to be training right now.
Right. Okay. So training is essential.
Oh, yes, it is.
Great. So before we end, just to remind our race organizers to get in touch with us if they'd like their events mentioned on our podcast. Thank you, Dr. Chauhan, and see you all next week.